Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 5th day of January. Your prepper tip of the day: pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Pray for the men and women who are going to Washington, D.C. this week. Maintain your situational awareness and get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip includes: top off your fuel storage. We have some excellent AMSOIL fuel stabilizers for gasoline and diesel, both at my website, the AMSOIL products at thelibertyman.com. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable. We have with us Mr. Leon Green, former United States Navy officer, and Mr. Steve Ben-Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Well, Leon has been with me now the past half hour, and he is waiting patiently and anxiously, as I am, Steve, for the updates you have for us, including the possibility of war with Iran and what's going on with this election race. Turn over to you, sir.
Well, maybe we could start with the election race being maybe one of the probably the first things to look at, John. I noticed, and I'm finding it very interesting, that the president tweeted yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, he tweeted a Department of Justice memo, I call it a memo, I don't know exactly what official document it was, but talking about human trafficking. And I thought that was interesting in light of what I'm aware of. And to me, it was a subliminal message for the American public of what's to come. I know that there are basically 4 scenarios that would bring him back into power or to keep him from being unseated, but nothing is 100%. And that Department of Justice memo of human trafficking is actually one of those. So I think if we watch closely what's going to be happening in the coming days through this week, going into next week, we may get a very interesting surprise And then I've also seen some others tweeting as well, human trafficking type documents. So it seems to me that people besides myself are aware of what's going on. And so it's just a matter of the timing, and we'll have to see what happens. But don't be surprised if all these cards are laid out on the table and it has something to do with that. I know back in October of this year, there was the allegations, I think with Hunter Biden, of that particular charge, or at least some very serious accusations that kind of seemed to just disappear. But at the same time, it may not disappear altogether. So we'll just have to wait to see. I'm not really at liberty to go much deeper than that, just other than the fact that what I am seeing, I think we could at least speak in regards to that particular information there. And looking into the situation with Iran, that's a very, very volatile situation right now. It has radically changed over this last course of about 4 or 5 days. We have seen all sorts of threats from both sides of the fence there. Of course, Iran was when the president sent over the USS Nimitz, and of course the others. We have one of our attack subs there. Israel has I think two different submarines working near the Persian Gulf, and all eyes are on Iran right now. And Iran, of course, is tremendously fearful of what could happen, and a lot of pressure on the president to actually do something about Iran now. But I've been in multiple meetings discussing these issues to try to find out what I could about the situation and what's going on there. And I was told that the Joint Chiefs of Staff did not want the president making a first strike. And he is complying with that request, although, as it was stated to me, he does have his finger on the trigger. And that is more so because of if Iran does any type of strike, then he is ready to retaliate. I was also told that he would prefer Israel, if Israel really wants to take Iran down, that they initiate whatever strike is going to take place, which it is Israel that is pushing to take Iran down. But it's the political climate is what I was told why the Joint Chiefs of Staff have asked him not to engage Iran directly without there being a significant attack by Iran on U.S. forces or our allies that would cause that type of response. And that being because, as we know, with this situation of a fraudulent election, will Biden get in? And then that would just create more of a problem because we've already started a massive war, et cetera. I do know, though, that when the president had ordered the USS Nimitz out of the Persian Gulf, which we know he's already called it back into the region again, but initially when he ordered it out of the Gulf, that was, from what I was told, it was under pressure because of our allies. Our allies they didn't want to escalate or provoke the situation worse than it was. And not only our allies, but I was also told that Russia had really strongly requested the president to at least pull down that presence some so that it doesn't get more volatile. I do, in doing this, I've been working both sides of the fence here to try to find out what's the mindset, what's going on in Iran. And in Iran, I know that they are very much under anticipation that an attack is going to happen. And so the Khomeini had actually taken, and of course I thought he was already dead. I'm thinking undoubtedly they were trying to stage his or the appearance of his death, maybe to try to calm things down. I'm not really sure what that was about, but Supposedly, he's not dead, and he is in a bunker up in northeastern Iraq, along with Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, which is something that Israel did not know, that Nasrallah had actually got out of Lebanon. But I've been told through the other side there that he is in a bunker with Khomeini, and for fear of assassination. And this is why both those leaders are there. But the Khomeini had actually given the orders to deliver to their allies ballistic missiles, missiles they have never given them before. And I was told also that President Rouhani was the main reason why their allies, such as the Houthi rebels in Yemen, the fighters that they have on the ground in Syria, Iraq, as well as Hezbollah in Lebanon, were all given ballistic missiles. I know they do have hypersonic capability as well, but I don't know if they were given those particular missiles, but they were given the ones that we saw the Houthi rebels use in Saudi Arabia, and they were not able to be detected before they hit their targets. So the Patriot battery did not detect those missiles. Same missiles that were used in retaliation when they were wanting to send a message against our own forces in Iraq that hit, and we later find out that, you know, of course our soldiers were already underground because they were told that it was coming in, and but again, nothing was actually shot down. With that being said, though, with these rogue groups that Khomeini had authorized to give it to it against President Rouhani of Iran's he was trying to stop it from happening, but it happened anyway. All those missiles were delivered by air, with the exception to Yemen. The Houthi rebels got theirs by ground transport, and that ground transport was helped to be facilitated by Amman Jordan. And when I say Amman Jordan, I don't know, John, if that is the government involved or if it's rebel forces maybe that they have on the ground in there to help facilitate that. But I do know that it was done by a ground shipment because they said they couldn't get anything in by air or sea. So that was an interesting revelation to find that out. And supposedly also in that shipment that went to Yemen, it also contained a nuclear dirty bomb. That dirty bomb originated some years back. The U.S. has been tracking that for years from North Korea. And from North Korea, it made its way to Iran. And then, of course, from Iran, they worked on getting it down to Yemen, which kind of seemed an odd place to go because everybody talks about Iran wanting to wipe Israel off the map. So I'm thinking to myself, if they did it there, why not send it to Syria or to Hezbollah in Lebanon? So I asked about that specific issue there, and I was told that the reason that, for Yemen is because the Iranians have more of a hatred towards the Saudis than they do the Israelis, and they don't consider them legitimate. So that was for the reasoning behind that particular move. So those are some of the latest things that are going on there. And of course, one thing that was interesting from the Iranian side there, from people that have connections in there, was I was told that there's a lot of fear with the Iranian leadership right now because they said they have no place to go if they lose the battle. And of course, they said they know they could not win the battle. I was told by people in Washington, though, that the Iranians are not stupid either. And in fact, the way they put it there, they said that they don't want to get into this type of confrontation, especially with Trump in power, they said, because they know Trump will retaliate. And but I've also been told some of the type of weaponry Iran has at its disposal and why they have not used certain types of weaponry because of the ability for them it to be traced back to them. And again, they don't want that retaliation. They did want to take, though, as part of the anniversary of General Soleimani's death, they wanted to send a sting type of attack on, whether it be American forces or Israel, in response to that. They have not carried that out as of yet, but I was specifically, the verbiage was used, a sting attack, not so much that it would cause the U.S. to retaliate, but to basically to try to, I guess, save face with their people, which that's kind of an odd thing to say to begin with, because the majority of the Iranians would like to be free in the first place. But with that being said, they also realize that any type of too heavy of a hand would also cause the deaths of thousands of their citizens. And of course, I was told the president knows these things as well, even on our side, that if we get into this war with Iran, there's going to be heavy losses on both sides. So both sides are taking those things into consideration, that as volatile as this is, it's going to be a mass loss of life when this goes down.
I'm just looking here, Steve, at a map of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. To get overland from Iran would mean, crossing the Gulf of Oman or the Persian Gulf, one or the other, to get to Oman would be the most likely way, and then crossing Oman to get to Yemen without crossing Saudi Arabian territory, without crossing the UAE. You know, would that be the route that they would have taken?
Well, the this particular dirty bomb started long ago, and from what I was told, that it was actually we lost track of it when Obama was still president. And so supposedly there was two devices, one that came out of the former Soviet Union and the one that came from North Korea. And speaking of North Korea, I was also told a little something more interesting, that North Korea was a major supplier to Iran, especially during the Obama administration years. But after meeting with President Trump, they began to curb drastically their willingness to ship weapons to Iran. So the president seemed to forge some type of relationship there enough with Kim Jong-un to cause him to kind of stand down a little bit. But still, this device was out there, and we use the technology through satellites to be able to track radioactive devices. But as time has gone on, I've been told that besides the chemtrails that are sprayed that cause a deflection of radiation, they also affect our ability to track nuclear devices. Not that greatly, only about 5% from what I've been told. But nonetheless, with that and the fact that those folks on the ground are learning to be wiser in how they transport it, helps to evade detection. But from what I understand, the device has set in Iran now for quite some time. Then they lost track of this thing when it moved from Iran. And, of course, being a ground shipment, it would have had to have gone through Iraq, from Iraq, through the country of Jordan. And then I'm assuming it's going to go down through Saudi Arabia to get to Yemen. And of course, that particular stretch is very desolate going down through there. So how they pulled that off, I don't know. I know that when this was first going down and they were transporting that, it had not reached its destination as of yet. And I was able to convey that message. But of course, since then, I've been told this particular load of weapons did make their destination. And that's why I think we see that just recently the Houthi rebels made a threat that they're looking, if I remember right, Leon might be able to help me out, because we were doing a broadcast together last night on Israeli News Live. I think if I'm not mistaken, Leon, it was 10 targets. Is that right? That the Yemeni Houthi rebels were talking about threatening against the Saudis?
Yeah, that's what you described last night. So I don't have the exact infrastructure locations, but yes, 10 was the number you said.
Gentlemen, hold on. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 5th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I just bought another one yesterday for my granddaughter's car. She starts driving in August. I want to make sure this girl can get home to her family. When nobody else can drive, she'll be able to. Nice discount when you get the EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable, visiting with Leon Green, former United States Navy Naval Officer, Steve Ben Noon. His website is reallynewslive.org. Gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, Steve. I've been listening to you just about everything you put out for the last 6 to 8 months or so. And when you put the stuff out, it seems to be credible, but you say you have a lot of sources, and this person told you this, and that person told you that. Why can't you, or would you be more specific on where you're getting this information in order to help us, the public, more research this stuff and help us to, so we can validate the things you're saying? It just, you know, with all due respect, some of it, it's makes it a little hard for us to believe or more skeptical when you don't tell us like the sources you're getting or point us in the direction were to validate this information. I mean, a lot of it seems legit. It just would help to be more believable if we had places that we could go and investigate and the sources and root of your information, if you don't mind. How do you have so much knowledge about these things or so many sources about this stuff?
Maybe a good starting point might be Steve giving a quick bio here. That may help out here, Paul. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes. Back in the 80s, from the 80s to 1991, I had been recruited by the CIA, working with them. Of course, I was just the flunky at the time. You know, I of course, as the years went on, I spent 7 years working with them. So I got deeper into operations that were being done. This was all part of the situation that was going on with Nicaragua. Not directly what we see with the Iran-Contra affair, but still part of that. And of course, me being young, having no idea that we were actually, you know, involved with the cartel, selling drugs in order to be able to make money, in order to finance the different operations to overthrow other governments in the world. I wasn't aware of any of that at that time. I was always told that, you know, you're fighting communism and that type thing there. But because of that, and working with a lot of different people during that time, and I've kept in contact with a lot of these people, you know, this is where I developed relationships that go much deeper still and still have connections like that. And there are people in the government, specifically when I always, and I normally say Pentagon, I do have a source as well that works, we'll just say out of the White House, but that's also still a Pentagon source, but more directly involved in the White House. It's been there for a number of years. Our path also had crossed back during the time when I worked. In fact, he's a very good friend of the partner that I worked with the CIA. So these are why people like that are willing to trust and to speak to me. There are a lot of things that I'm aware of that I'm not at liberty to speak about. But there's also things, though, that they would like to see be known to the public. They don't ever disclose things that would be of national security that compromises anything as far as that goes. And in fact, there's many times I'll ask questions about things and I'm told directly, we're just not at liberty to speak about that right now. So it's kind of like when you have a journalist, say with Fox News or CNN or any of these, they also work with a lot of people like this that are sources that give information, and that's how these things end up coming up in the news. And the Pentagon is known to do this because they want certain things released. I also, because of these types of connections, I have friends that work with Mossad. I've had other friends in other intelligence departments, things like that, that I've known over the years. And so what I try to do is always try to take, regardless of the information that comes to me, I like to do it what I call triangulate it. Even if I get something from the Pentagon, I realize too, sometimes you might be, you know, someone might want to steer you in a certain direction. Same thing with Israel. I have friends, both journalists as well as intelligence in Israel. But it might be that they want a certain narrative going a certain way. So I try to use the different sources that I have to try to get a bigger picture. And I got a good friend that's a FEMA engineer. And he has contacts with Pentagon. So it's just, I've built a relationship over the years and a trust because of my background. And of course, these people here also know my background because in the case of one of the probably the best sources I have, because we did work together. So he knows that this is, you know, it's a relationship that we can work on.
Right.
So I always try to say that, but I don't go into any other
details. Hold on, Steve. Okay. We got a break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Mr. Gentleman. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 5th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. You find yourself at home with some extra time? A lot of us do. There's things at my website that will help you, educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad. There's a lot there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You want to get up to date on COVID, get ready to spend quite a few hours. The COVID updates we got are very, very extensive. What's really important, there are two videos, both done by Bill Gates. One video, even Bill Gates, in his own words, on tape, saying that he wants to reduce the world's population with vaccines. The other video, Bill Gates saying that this COVID vaccine will change your DNA. Isn't that special? Something else will help you at my website. If you've got issues with arthritis pain, issues with sleep, that would be the Energy Cleaner. Check out the details. I'm getting a fresh batch this week from the manufacturer. Get all those back orders caught up. Yes, the Energy Cleaner helps with arthritis pain issues and sleep issues. And you can place your order right there at my website for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. That toll-free order line, if you don't want to place your order online, just call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, visiting with Leon Green, former United States Naval officer, and Steve Ben-Noon, who's been giving us his bio. Steve, I think you covered that pretty thoroughly. Is there any more you need to add for Paul there?
Probably not much more. I think the main thing is that, you know, especially in journalism, you know, you have to protect your sources.
Exactly.
And so other than saying as far as the agency, things like that, I don't always do that. And, I try to give people that general direction. And I normally try to also find new sources that help back up some of that information so that people can at least get an idea that it's not just all smoke and mirrors. But especially when it comes to Middle East things that are going on, there's a lot of times I know it even before mainstream media, just like in the case of the Houthi rebels and what they've done to the Saudis on many occasions. We knew it up to a week before it ever made mainstream media.
Right.
So it normally gets exonerated one way or the other. But, I mean, mistakes, sure. You can make mistakes, or situation is fluid. You know, you're being told that this is going to happen, like in the case we were expecting Iran to make a strike on our troops there. And that was coming right from their own people there. And of course, we could see the rhetoric coming out of Iran as well. But it didn't actually happen. So it's not prophecy. And I try to get people to remember that, because we have a lot of Christians that follow our broadcast. It's not prophecy. This is intel. And intel is very fluid and changes on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Paul, are you still there, sir?
Yeah. I guess kind of the point I was trying to make, too, is like we're lied to and propagandized so much by people in the media and our government. It really has got us, the American people, in kind of a state of confusion and hard to discern who to believe what, and you know, it's how do you validate this or validate that, or how do you know what this person's saying is true, or that person, or this media, or the government? I think that's probably really, really their goal, probably, is to have us in that state of confusion and to question everything and not to believe anything, you know. It just, and I meant no, you know, disrespect towards Steve or anything. I believe a lot of what he's saying and believe is in them, you know, in his, you know, and okay. what he's trying to do, you know, it just,
okay,
this is all so confusing.
It is.
One thing, John, if I could comment,
please,
on as well for Paul, one of the big issues that I saw that, just more recently is the whole issue about asteroids. And I worked with, I worked with one Pentagon, one source that was the FEMA engineer, and the information he was getting. I also worked with a friend of mine that actually had access to Ferrada's records, the Chilean astronomer that talked about the binary system. And I think there was one other individual I was working with as well on this to try to find out what was going on. They all had the basic consensus that, yes, we are going to get hit by, because we're going through a debris field. But on one particular source, and I won't mention which one it is, really felt like that this was going to be much worse. And this is one of the things that I reported as well, that by December, you know, we would have asteroids raining down. And that's the one, those are things, and that's what's very difficult. I know that the source I know that's right out of Washington never said that, but I was told in February that we would see in the Northwest storms with over 100 mile per hour winds. We would see a record hurricane season like never before on history. We would see we would be starting an asteroid belt, but the one thing he said that come September, he said, the people will realize we're in serious trouble. Now, this was all because of the binary system, and that's what was causing the weather changes, things like that. Now, when it came to the storms in the Northwest, yes, we had up to 140 mile an hour winds. I think it's two different derecho storms. We did have the worst hurricane season on record this year. And but as far now, he never specified a large number of asteroids, but he said we would begin to see them coming in. But then I was getting the from a different side there that it would come in much heavier. And so I was concerned about that and wanting to make sure people were aware to make as, you know, informed decision as they possibly can as a result of that. Now, even though we didn't see it happen the way the other side said, we still have seen an unusual number of asteroids that are coming in that even NASA doesn't quite figure this one out. I think we've had double near-Earth objects, and it's almost, it seems like, weekly, some other crazy thing. Like we had Syracuse, New York, actually caused the Richter scale to go off because when it came in, we had the one in West Virginia about a week ago that came in. We had the one over in China that just lit up the entire sky, and also huge explosion coming in. But it's still not to the magnitude. And so I specifically asked about the issue again when I was in briefings. We were dealing with this issue with Iran at the time. And so I was asking specifically, you know, about that, you know, and I shared my concerns because, you know, I'd heard one scenario, but a different scenario with them, which the scenario I was getting from the Pentagon is more in line with what we're seeing now. And but I was told, said, Steve, listen, it's still, as far as the heavy stuff, bigger things, we're a few years out on that. 3 to 5 years, what I was told, on that particular issue. But yet we're still going through belts. And said most of this is never reported because it's small. And he said most of it also happens around the equator. And because our planet has so much water on it, a lot of it just hits the oceans, but not significant enough to cause any major damage, things like that. He said, but you got to keep in mind, it is going to happen. And he said, you know, not maybe to the magnitude of some of the things that people say. And he said, we are dealing with some stuff that's very significant. Even when he mentioned the one to me that they just discovered, that's the size of a house, talking about hitting the Bermuda Triangle. And he said, I give you permission to speak about that, but you need to do it with caution. He said, and the reason I say that is because we do have technology to knock these off course. We've done it before. He said, the only thing that we're dealing with on this one that we've just discovered is that when you're talking about an asteroid the size of a big house, he said it's really small relatively. He said that makes it harder for us to track, and it makes it harder for us to hit. He said, but we're working on it. He said we're looking at about 3 years out to begin with. He said, and we'll probably be able to figure out a contingency plan to deal with it, and it would never become an issue with the public. And he said this is one reason why they don't always reveal what's coming at the Earth, because they don't want to create an undue panic. He said, but nonetheless, he said, if we're not successful, we know it's going to hit the Bermuda. And he said, it will create a very sizable tsunami that will have devastating effects on the coastlines. So just to kind of give you an idea, this is what I go through. And yes, things are not always as what I'm told, but then a lot of things do happen that we're told, but people tend to pick up on the things that didn't happen. And so I just wanted to kind of clarify that.
Okay, well, that's very comprehensive. And Paul, thank you for your call. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I got three real quick things here, John. One, I still cannot access your website with a phone. I've tried multiple times and I can't get it. Okay. Number two, this is kind of dealing with Paul. A lot of times the deal with all of the misinformation that's being fed to us, as well as the good information that's being fed to us, creates inaction. It creates inaction. People get confused and then they don't do anything. And I think that is a major problem. Because in my opinion, you prepare for the worst, and then the worst and best case scenario, you eat food or drive with the gas that you stored up or whatever, in case of just a regular emergency where you have an ice storm and your power goes out. But that kind of leads into my third thing, my question for Steve. I heard from a friend of mine yesterday, as a matter of fact, that because of this large data breach that has happened in this country just a while back, that they're going to use that as an excuse to take the power grid down. Now, I personally have not been able to find anything on that other than sources that I don't necessarily consider credible. And I was going to ask you, Steve, have you heard anything along those lines?
I have not specifically asked about that as of yet. And, I mean, of course, you know, the EMP strike, the power grid going down, things like that have always been one of the issues on the burner there. But on that particular issue, as far as where this was compromised, it's not been disclosed to me about that. But now, keeping in mind as well, there's a lot of things that are agenda driven. And some of this information has been shared with me that is part of, as we would know, a new world order or disarming of the nation, things like that. There's a lot of actors in the background that want to see that happen. And regardless of who's in power, you know, even like the situation that we have currently with the election, this is my opinion now. This is not from intel, but I have strongly believed that they may be playing both sides of this to pit the patriots and many of the Christians against, you know, of course, now Black Lives Matter, Antifa. This is just horrible organizations to begin with. But even those organizations, what are they doing? They're taking the black community and they're trying to create a narrative for them. But are they really, at the end of the day, are they doing this to create the scenario that will ultimately cause a major insurrection in the country, only to get us to use our bullets against each other when we're staring and people have no idea that what's coming in the background is we're going to be dealing with a war with China, and China doesn't want to have to deal with a bunch of armed Americans. And I know the Chinese are heavily involved with the left. And I've been told a lot about the compromises there. So it's a very volatile situation. It's very difficult to figure out what's going on and what the ultimate plan is of these elite behind the political leaders we have in this nation.
Yeah, I agree with that, Steve. You know, it's kind of like one of those the scenarios where, you know, if you don't fight them, they win. And if you do fight them, you'll be weaker, but you have a chance. In my opinion, that's kind of the way that you have to go with it. I've thought about that as well. And I'd rather take my chance that I've got enough ammunition. And if I have to, I'll get theirs if I survive that long. But I'm, you know what I mean? If you're pushed into a fight and you don't fight, you get beat up. So
that's true.
That's the only way to lose that one, I think. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Carl. Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John, Leanne, and Steve. The reason why I'm calling in, there was also an incident that happened with the International Space Station. They evidently were had to move the position of it, having to do with some sort of debris. I don't know whether it was space junk, whether it was any asteroids or meteors or part of this debris cloud. Do you have any information on that, Steve?
I knew that at one point there was something like that. Now, the latest one I knew about was, I guess, about a month ago or so. But if there's one more currently, no, I'm not aware of that. But I do know that there was an issue of concern about the safety of the people on the space station because of debris coming in. And I've also been told, too, from my contact with FEMA, the engineer there, that they've been instructed that if they can avoid flying, not to be flying, because there are greater risk at this time for those that are doing flying. I don't have any specific information as to why, other than, yes, it does have to do with the binary system. And the binary system, it's been likened to me, it's like a giant hurricane, so to speak. So when you're dealing with these rocks and stuff, they come in bands. So I was told that, you know, like when we go through one band, then it all calms back down for a while, and then you'll hit another band. And as the deeper we get into that, the larger the rocks will be. As far as that goes, which brings us to another issue too, because I've had a lot of people that have contacted me that are, whether they're amateur astrologers or not, or maybe that's the wrong word for it.
Hold on, Steve. Elizabeth, hold on. We have a break. We're right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren, where for many men have gone.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, Hopefully that soundtrack from We Were Soldiers is not going to become reality in Washington, D.C. in the next couple of days. Visiting with Steve Bannoun, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org, Leon Green, former United States Navy officer. And Elizabeth, did you have anything else?
Well, I had heard something about that part of why they don't want some of the people flying is because of the levels of radiation is supposedly higher. I had come across that in some of my research. The other thing is, I'm wondering if it has anything to do also with this threat of maybe a nuclear exchange or something coming about, or the war situation. I really don't know. And something was mentioned about galactic cosmic rays. I don't know if that would have anything to do with them not wanting them to fly.
The radiation is a factor, that is true, Elizabeth. This is one of the things that this, of course, comes from the Pentagon, that what they're one of the reasons for these chemtrails, although they do know, I know there's a lot of different opinions about what chemtrails are used for, and I'm sure they have a lot of what people are reporting is true as well. But one of the initial reasons that they started doing the chemtrails was to deflect the radiation that was coming into the Earth. Of course, we know there's been nanoparticles added to that. I know a particular scientist that the German government had actually hired to find out why certain botany life was dying off, and it was because of nanoparticles being sprayed from the chemtrails that are from these planes. But there again, as I've been told a lot of times from the Pentagon, sometimes things start off with good intentions, but then later are used for nefarious. But yes, the from what I was told through, because FEMA, the engineer there, knew this as well, that it is higher issues of radiation, but also it was because of the wind speeds are changing drastically and can change drastically as a result. And everyone keeps going back to the same issue. It's the binary system that's creating a lot of this havoc on the Earth.
That and probably the solar winds coming from the CMEs.
Yes. Yes. And even... Yeah, that is very true as well, that we're dealing with that. And, of course, which is interesting, I know it's a little off track on this, but it still relates to the same thing. Lior, a good friend of mine in Israel, he sent me, of course, it's already been made public already, but the Earth heating up under Israel, the steam coming out of the Earth, and that's because of the seismic activity under the ground being caused
all
by
right.
the system.
All right, we're top of the hour break. Elizabeth, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back for the rest of your time.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.